Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of the Lord declares that I am the God who hovered over the earth. I am the God who hovered over the face of the deep. I am the God who hovered over a place that was void and empty. And it was the Spirit of the Lord that I've broken out, that I've covered the earth, that have spoken, declared things, and spoke things into existence, and there it was. I am the God who did not forsake the covenant that I made with the earth before the foundation of the earth. I am God, Yahweh. I am the God that hovers over the nations, and even as I hovered over the earth in the beginning, I am hovering over the nations even now. But it is I who have declared that after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power to witness throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. And I have anointed you prophet and apostle and teacher and evangelist to be witnesses throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. So I say unto you today to arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So I declare unto you today to speak, to prophesy,
Gospel Radio Network. I'm your host, Pastor Tyquasia Gauze, coming to you live on tonight with Kingdom Talk. And tonight is just an amazing night. I'm still on high and in awe from my home church service. That was just spectacular. You had to be there. It was one of those experiences where I can't even tell you about it. You just had to be there and present and in the presence of God. But what I will bring back from that service for you guys on tonight is God's timing, right? And God's timing is perfect. I don't really think we understand that sometimes, and I don't really think we even put too much thought into it because we are a very spoiled people, a very spoiled, rotten generation, you know, expecting everything done on our time and when we want it and how quick we want it. But make no mistake that God's timing is the perfect time. And make no mistake that God's promises shall come to pass. And on today in my home church, God's Spirit showed up and just really reminded us that he's not slack concerning his people, and he do not forget, and he do not lie to us when he make a promise. You know, every promise that God has made, he has brought it to pass on our behalf. You know, everything that he said to us, it will show up in our life. It will. But we got to believe and we got to have faith. And we have to wait. And sometimes that is our struggle. We don't want to wait. We don't want to trust him. We like, God, this is taking forever. God, you know, this has been so long. And, you know, I've been tearing over this thing. I've been praying over this. I've been bringing this supplication to you for years now, for years and years and years. And the scripture that he brought up to me was 2 Peter 8 and 9. And it reads, but do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance, right? So don't let this one fact escape you, that one day to the Lord is like 1,000 years. So one day for us is 1,000 years for him. And 1,000 years is one day for the Lord, right? So therefore, that means no matter how long we think it's taken, no matter how long, you know, we feel like we've been praying the same prayer, the Lord does not delay. The Lord is not slow. The Lord is not slack, you know, or forgetful. That's not what that means. God is being patient and expected us to be patient. Why we can't be patient with God when he's been so patient with us? So we thinking, oh, because his response is slow, God is not listening. God is not with us. God is not moving. That's not true. We got to have patience with God and his word, that he's going to come through for us, that it's going to happen for us. We got to know and understand that there's a purpose and a reason for something not happening or not changing in the time that we want. And first of all, God may be preparing us and changing some things in us first before he even answers the prayer. Because he wants us to be ready for it. He wants us to be in the right mindset. He wants us to be prepared for it so that we don't mess it up, so that we don't destroy it, so that we don't mishandle it. That's why God wants us to have patience. And in the service on today, I gave you a little snippet. Can't go into all the details, but something that was spoken from God today was the fact that when he comes, he's going to do it swiftly, right? That he was going to do it so fast. Like, we've been doing something for so long and so long and so long, and we don't really believe that it's happening. We don't really believe it's going to come. We don't see the proof of it, so we think it's not there. That's why God says you have to watch as well as pray. That's why God says you have to walk by faith and not by sight, because sometimes you can't see it in the natural, but it's happening in the spirit. God is moving in the spiritual realm. The angels are fighting in the spiritual realm on your behalf. But there's some things that sometimes get in the way, or sometimes we in the way. Sometimes we take detours because we don't be obedient, or sometimes God is just blocking some things from happening that may come in the way and be a distraction or a hindrance. See, we don't know the future. We're not psychics, but God knows everything. The Holy Spirit is all knowing. So we got to trust and believe that when things don't happen when we think it should, it's because God is still doing something. God is still moving. And we don't need to get disappointed. We don't need to feel lost because we don't see what's happening, because he is doing it. Trust the journey. Trust the journey and stop pre-planning things before it's time, before God even give you the instruction, direction on what you're supposed to be doing. And the story that we reverted back to today in my home church was the story of Noah. And when Noah was building a boat, and you know, I referenced this a lot on the show, because it was very profound, because I only know how Noah felt. I could really relate, because a lot of my family, a lot of my friends, my old friends, you know, even friends, no more, associates, whatever the case may be, they don't understand me. They don't understand why I do the things that I do or why I move the way I move, because I'm following God. And they just don't get it. And sometimes I'm ridiculed, sometimes I'm mocked, sometimes I'm laughed at, because it's like, oh, the stuff you're doing just don't make sense. Like, why are you doing that? Like, you doing that for what? You acting like you already got it. You know, you doing things as if it already happened. Like, you giving money to people like you balling. And, you know, I just do things that don't make sense to the world. But to God, it makes all the sense, because that's who's telling me to do certain things. That's who's ordering my footsteps, you know, to be at the church house and praying and fasting and doing these different things, because I don't even understand. So I relate to Noah, because he did exactly what God told him, which was to build a boat in the middle of dry land. It was no water. It was no water. But God told him something, and he had to stick to what God told him. And God told him that rain was coming. God told him that rain was coming. So God is saying in this season, even if it doesn't look like it, even if you see no rain, you better build that boat on dry land in this season. No matter who joins you, no matter who want to listen, no matter who want to help you, you better listen to what God told you. And you better be obedient to the instruction and the direction that God's given you. Because when that rain comes, there will be no turning back. There will be no, oh, I believe you now. No, I want to come on. I want to come in. I want to get in the boat. Because at the end, that boat was sealed by God. Noah didn't seal it. God sealed it. That means it was no second chance. That means it was no time to get it right. That means it was no chance to fix it. It was no time to say, okay, no, I believe you. I believe you. You was right. It was sealed. It was shut. God's perfect timing. And God gave Noah 128 or semi-years, don't quote me, but it was somewhere around that. And that's a long time. But imagine how fast that time was going as Noah was building the boat and people still didn't believe, and they just watching this man build a boat on dry land and thinking he crazy, thinking he's out of his mind when he just going off of what God told him. And that's a lot of believers right now. To the world, we look crazy. Oh, you prepare for the coming back of Christ? I don't see no Christ. I don't see the sky cracking open. I don't see no, I don't hear no trumpets, nothing. But guess what? When it happened, then what? Then what? They're going to be just like the people in the time of Noah, looking for an escape. Crying out, saying, wait, open it for me, open it for me. No, God's perfect timing. God's perfect timing. That's the meaning of when God gives a word and God releases his spirit, it could either work for you or it could work against you. It just depends on what side you on. It just depends on if you was being obedient to God. Because even though he flooded the whole world, Noah and his family made it because they was obedient to God. But for all those that wasn't, what happened? They got washed away. And it's the same as today. For the trouble that's coming to this earth, to this America, if we don't be obedient to God's voice and God's instruction, we're going to get washed away. It ain't going to be no remembrance of an America. You think God care about an America? Not when it's wicked. Because God said he's going to destroy everything that's not like God. He's not worried about this world when he can make a new one. He can make a new one. It's written. His perfect timing. Not what we want, not what people think it should be, because they don't see it, because it's no evidence of it. But that's why this is called a faith walk. You got to have faith. You got to believe. You got to trust. I'm pretty sure Noah looked crazy to everybody as well, right? I'm pretty sure nobody thought that rain was coming to a place that where it was no water, right? But it came. It came, though. And then everybody else looked crazy, right? And Noah looked smart because he was the only one that was building that boat, right? And God said, that's the same thing now. It's a time for everything, and it's a season for everything. God never promised us that our life here would be easy. He did say that it was a season for everything. And everything that we're considering bad, everything that we're considering hard, everything that we're considering, you know, to be crazy, to be, you know, where we look like we're out of order, or we look like, you know, like, what is wrong with these people? God is saying it's all for a purpose. It's all for a purpose. It's a time and a season for everything. And the Bible speaks that. The Bible says that it was a time. Actually, what verse is that? Ecclesiastes 3:1. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant, a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. And that's just what God is saying, that it is a time for everything. And everything is done in God's perfect timing. And everything has its season. Nothing lasts forever. But in this season, whatever God tells you to do, be obedient to that thing, because God will bless you for your obedience and your faithfulness to Him. He will bless you. The promises will come to pass over your life. But you're not getting blessed if you're not obedient to Him. And that's just the harsh truth. You're not getting any blessings if you're not submitting yourself to the power of the Most High God. You're not getting no favor if you're not forsaking the world. You're not getting no healing if you're not stopping the sin against your body and against your life, because it's killing you, because sin is unto death. You're not getting blessed. That's the reality of it. That's just what it is. It's a time for everything. And that time is on you. You decide that time. You pick what time it's going to be, you know, when the Spirit of God comes. Because it's based on wherever you are with God. If you're trusting Him, you're standing on His word, and you're submitting to Him in spite of everything, in spite of what it looks like, with tears in your eyes, when you're hurting, when you're broken, and you're still pressing, and you're still praying, and you're still fasting, and you're still showing up to the house of God, you think God is not going to show up for you? He's watching you. He's seeing you. He's hearing you. He's hearing your prayers. He's seeing your tears. He knows you're fighting to do the right thing. He knows you're fighting to stay on His right path. And he will reward you for living a lifestyle that is holy, that is pleasing to him. It is not in vain. And Noah building that boat for 100 and semi years was not in vain, even though it looked like it, because it was so many years. It was so many years. So we thinking, okay, we've been in ministry for so many years, you know, God, and what is next? Like, what is going to happen next? You know, we've been doing this for a while. But it's all in God's perfect timing. Because he said, when the time is right, I'm going to thrust you into it. I'm going to overtake you with the blessings and the favor of God. I'm going to overwhelm you with my spirit. That's what God is speaking to his people. Because he said, all that you've been doing, I was right there with you. All that you was doing when you didn't have a clue how you was going to make it through, he said, all that you was doing when you was praying and you really didn't want to pray because you was just like, oh, man, God, this is so hard. I'm all alone. No support. No family. No friends. He said, but I am with you. He said, but I am with you. He said, and when you can't walk, I carried you. He said, and when you get weak, I give you strength. He said, and when you no longer can carry it, I lift the burden. And we thank God for that one today, for being our burden bearer, for just carrying everything for us, for doing everything in his perfect timing, because we think we're ready for things, and we don't even know we're not ready. You know, God got to prepare us. God got to renew our mind and purify our hearts, and God got to deal with some things in us before he gives us certain things. You know, that's like giving a child a whole bag of candy. You really think that that child going to eat some and put it away for later and, you know, share it with other people. Some may not, but you really think they're going to have the maturity to think about later and to save? No, they're going to want to eat that bag, that whole bag, right then and there in one sitting. That's us with God. He can't give us everything in one setting. He can't release everything on us at one time because we'll get prideful, we'll get arrogant, and we will feel we don't need him. We will blow it. So we got to be in his timing when he knows that we're ready, when he knows that we're fortified, when he knows that we're healed and we're delivered and we're set free so we can do what is right with the blessing so that we can take care of the blessing and sustain it and keep it. His perfect timing. Trust God in this season because God made no mistake. I'm telling you, whatever it is that God said, you better stand on it. You better stand on it because I've said it time and time again on different shows. Your life depends on it. And I don't think people really think that that's true or really take that serious because I bet in the time of Noah, as I stated, they probably didn't think that they were going to get washed away and die. They probably didn't think that that was going to happen. They never thought in a million years, whoa, all this water going to come, all this rain. They didn't believe that. But guess what? Whether they believed or not, what happened? It still happened. So whether people believe you are not, whatever word God gave you, you do it anyhow. You do it anyway. You do it without the support. You do it without the finances. You just do it because that's why God gave it to you. You do it. Just do it. Noah just did it. He just built. Just build. God will do the rest. We got to thank God that he's working out our tomorrow. It's not us. All we got to do is live a life that is honoring to God and not take for granted this life, because it could change in a blink of an eye. I'm telling you, we think all of this time is in our hands, but it's not. When the word just said, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day to God. So we don't have all the time that we think. We really don't. We got to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. We have to be focused and just be doing whatever it is that God asked us to do or told us to do, and doing it willingly, not kicking and screaming, you know, have a right heart about it, be in a right standing in position with God and just be obedient to whatever it is that he told us. Submitting to him, trusting in him with your whole heart, and not leaning towards our own understanding. That's in the word. That's Proverbs 3:5. Because sometimes our own understanding, it just don't make sense. It don't make sense. It don't look right. It don't seem right. And if we go off our own understanding, we're going to fail every time. If we go by our own understanding, we're going to miss it every time, because God said, my ways are far from your ways and my thoughts are far from your thoughts. So it's not what it seems. It's not what it looks like. So today in my home church, with this message that I'm relaying back to you guys, was about God's perfect timing. About how when you submit yourself to the Lord, everything will work out. When you submit yourself to the Lord, you are the smart one. You are the strong one. You are the powerful one. When you submit yourself to the Lord, and the world want to tell us otherwise, the world want to mock us and ridicule us and tell us we crazy and tell us, you know, why are you doing that? It makes no sense. Like, what are you doing that for? Like, I don't understand. Why would you leave a job when God told you to leave a job to have no finances? You know, like, that makes no sense. Why would you keep being in this church and ain't nobody there? You know, it just don't make sense, right? Why would you keep doing this particular thing if nothing's happening, right? That's what the world says. But God say, keep doing it. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. I'm about to do it. It don't matter that they believe. You got to believe. It don't matter that they don't trust, you got to trust. You have to trust in the Lord and whatever vision, whatever promise, whatever calling, whatever purpose he's given you. Because God may not even spoke that to them. That's why they don't believe. That's why they don't know, because God told you. God was speaking to you. So you got to submit whatever it is that God tells you to do, no matter how it looks in the natural. And I thank God for the word in my home church today, because it gave so much strength today. It gave so much peace. So much, because it's always good to know, like, okay, God, you hear me. You see me, God. Love when he confirmed his word. Thank you, God. It's not in vain. I am on the right path. I am doing what you called me to do. No matter what. And that's what people fail at, because they don't want to do the no matter what. Because you got to do it if no matter what. You know what that looks like? It looks lonely. It looks like no friends, no family. It looks like sometimes no job, no finances. It looks like sometimes you're crying. It looks like sometimes you're frustrated. It looks like sometimes your heart is heavy because you're like, God, it's just me. God, it's just us. That's it. But God said, come on, listen, I got this. Don't get weary in well doing. Come on, keep going. Keep building. What Dory said from the movie, just keep swimming, just keep swimming. We want to stop. No, just keep going. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Keep going, keep going, keep going till you see the promises of God manifest in your life. You can't look at what a hater got to say. Who cares what they saying? Who cares what you look like to them? It don't matter what the world thinks about what you're doing. All that matters is what God thinks. All that matters is how God sees you. All that matters is the promises that God told you. That's all that matters. It's time out for caring about what people think. When they don't have a heaven or hell to put you in, you can't be consumed by what people are going to think. You can't be consumed by, oh, they going to think I'm crazy. Well, let them. I think they crazy. Contrary to what people think, you thinking that, oh, you make me feel some type of way. You do not. Because you calling me crazy all you want to. All you want, right? But in the end, when the sky crack open and it's time for us to be judged on judgment day, and I gave my life to Christ, who gonna look crazy then? Who gonna look crazy then? Because the Bible say every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So we all got our perceptions. Because we look crazy to the world, and the world look crazy to us. But I only really care about how I look to God. I only care about God being proud of me. I only care about completing the work that God called me to do here on this earth. I only care about making my Father police with me. I only care about sending a sweet savior to his nostrils. I could care less what the world thinks. It's all about what God thinks. It's all about God's timing. It's all about God's purpose, his promises. It's just all about God. It's all about God because that's who's leading us. That's who's directing us. That's who's going to bring us out. We can't depend on man. We can't think that man is going to do it. We can't think that this person is going to do it or that person. No, yeah, God uses people, but everything is coming through God. And if we don't seek him, if we don't put him first, if we don't ask him what it is that we have to do, if we don't ask him, God, what is holding me back, God? What do I need to do, God, to get to the next level, God? How do I get delivered? How do I get healed? If we're not asking him, guess what? It's never going to happen. Because can't nobody help you but the Lord. Noah couldn't go to a family member and say, hey, what's next? What's the plan for today? What should we do today? You can't do it because that's not the author of your life. The author of your life is who you have to ask. What is next in this book, Lord? What is on the next page? What should I be doing today so that tomorrow I can be ready? So that tomorrow I can be better prepared to get closer to you? So that tomorrow I could be saved and delivered and set free? So that the generations after me can be delivered and generational curses can be broken and my family could be saved? You think this is about us? You think if we was doing this just for us, we would be doing this? Never. Never. I could care less about myself. That was the mentality. I really didn't care. Like, oh, okay, whatever, I don't really care. I'm doing this for my children. I'm doing this for my family. I'm doing this for the children that is connected to my ministry. I'm doing this for the lost souls out there. I'm doing this for the bloodline
in my family that need to be delivered from the generational curses. This is not about me. Being a believer, walking this journey, living this lifestyle is selfless. Because if it was up to me and many other believers, trust me, we could survive on merely nothing and make it. We could be living large and in charge because we wouldn't be giving nobody. We wouldn't be helping nobody. We'd just, you know, be living, whatever, YOLO, doing whatever. But because we have the heart of God, we're doing this because, oh, God, we need you. I can't raise no kids without you, God. I can't deal with people at a job without you, God. I can't help my community without you, God. I can't cover my family without you, God. I can't help people on the street without you, God. I can't feed the hungry without you, God. All of this is because of God, because we love God's people, because we want to see our families make it out. We don't want to see nobody drown. We don't want to see nobody be destroyed. That's why we're on this radio proclaiming the gospel each and every Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday night prayer. That's why every Sunday we're in a church house. That's why usually I'm the first one in the church house with all my children because I know that I cannot do none of this by myself. And if it was up to me without the Spirit of God, I wouldn't do it. Because I got to die to myself daily. I got to do stuff that is not for me daily. I got to put my pride down. I got to humble myself daily because it's not about me. It's about the kingdom. It's about God. It's about souls. It's about people out here that is dying, that is lost, that is broken, that is hurting, that is sick in their bodies, in their minds. So I cannot quit. If Noah would have quit, his whole family would have been destroyed. We don't have an option to give up. We don't have an option to quit. Some people have that option. Believers don't have that. You don't get a pass. You don't get a vacation. You don't get a day off because the enemy don't stop. The enemy don't sleep. So we must keep building. We must keep working while it is still day. Because when night cometh, no man can work. And guess what, guys? We experience the eclipse, right? And you experience a little totality of darkness. But guess what's coming when the end of the world comes? Total darkness. Because God going to fold this whole place up. And everything in it is going to crumble because it's wicked. Because it's demonic. It's dark. It's satanic. And God said everything that's not like God will be destroyed. So he telling us, he giving the warning before the destruction. Get right. Repent. Turn back to God before it's too late. Get ready. Go run to the Noahs in your community and help build. Go run to the church house and give your life to Christ. Go run. Go run. I ain't say walk. Go run. Yeah, you may not understand. So what? We don't understand. We don't know what God is doing all the time. You don't know what your parents be doing all the time. They don't tell you all their business. Do they? No, we just a child. We just go with it. Same thing now. We just go on with it. Wherever God say go, we go. We just the children. We don't call no shots. We don't make no rules. That's the problem. You want to be the parent when you're a child. What they say back in the day, stay in a child's place. We God's children. Stay in your place. Humble yourself. You're not above God. You don't make the plans. You don't plan your life. You don't tell God what he going to do for you and what you going to do and what you not going to do. Yeah, okay. That's not how it works. Submit yourself to the Lord. Trust in God. Trust God's timing. And how we do that, you ask, oh, how do you trust God's timing? By spending more time with him, allowing his word to shape your heart. Because when you get in tune with him and you build relationship, you start just beginning to yield to whatever God says. You begin to allow the Holy Spirit to just flow in you. God, you said left. Okay, we going left. You no longer bucking up against what God is telling you. You're begging and pleading, asking God, help me, Lord, which way to go, where I go, what I do. You don't like the way your life is going right now. You don't like the situation you're in right now. I encourage you to get closer to God and let God do the talking. Not your bestie, not your husband, your wife, not your friend, not your boo thing. Let God do the talking. Because the valley that you're facing today may be the mountain you could be on tomorrow with God. Because God can bring you out. God said he would never leave you nor forsake you. God is doing it for his people in this season. But as I stated, if you're not submitting to God, you're not being obedient to his word, to his voice, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. And I pray God's mercy and grace on you that you really, really, really try God. Try God for yourself. I know you heard about him. I know, you know, you watch sermons and things like that, but just try him for yourself. Just seek him for yourself. Just speak to him for yourself, and he will answer. And you will begin to see God just move in your life, flow in your life. And you will begin to do things that you never thought you was able to do because God is with you. We can do all things through Christ Jesus. And some things, guess what? It ain't never going to work without God. You could try all you want. You could do all you want. You could go to school for as long as you want. But some things just ain't going to work without God. It's just not. That's just how it is. Because if God didn't tell you to do it, it's not going to work. But in this season, trust God. Stand on God's word. Put God first. And listen to whatever God has told you to do. Because in this season, and in every season, your obedience is life or death. But now more than ever, because we are living in the last days. We are in the times of Noah right now. We are preparing for the coming back of Jesus Christ. It's not a game. It's not a fairy tale. It's not a joke. It's not a gimmick. This is real life. Don't wait till the water comes. Like in the Noah days. Not that it's going to be water again because now he's coming by fire. But I'm saying don't wait till it's at that point of no return. You know, come to him now while you still have a chance. Come to him now. Come to him now. Now, now, now. Don't wait till you try to say, I got to get perfect, I got to change. No, you're not going to be able to change without God. You're never going to stop without God. Turn to him now, and he'll work it out for you. But I just hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, it's in the days of Noah, and it's time to build. We got to prepare for the trouble that is coming. And just because you can't see it don't mean it's not coming. That doesn't mean it's not real. It is coming, I'm telling you. Mark my words. Trouble is coming. And you need God. You need direction and instruction or you will be destroyed. But I thank you guys for tuning in to Kingdom Talk tonight on NDO Gospel Radio Network. Again, I'm your host, Pastor Tyquasia Gauze. Thank you guys for tuning in. I love you, but God loves you more. Thank you for tuning in, and make sure you keep God first. Have a blessed night.